There are so many unique phenomena in this world. The human mind has its limitations. It sees through the senses, it experiences the world through the senses. But the mind has other realms, other capacities other than the processing of sensory information. The human mind is capable of expansion, but sometimes has difficulty understanding its own experience because the human mind has limitations as well. Regarding the storage of food and supplies for 1 month that are recommended by many organizations, the world is changing, and these are times in which natural disasters are more common, and also the political situation of the world is less stable. And so it certainly is cautionary to have sustenance for a period of time that you know that you have access to water and food, should the normal avenues for these break down. It does not mean anything will necessarily happen to you or in your situation, but it has certainly happened in different parts of the world. And even in the United States, with natural disasters, with wars, with different difficulties. And so it is advised for cautionary purposes, not that you will necessarily need these supplies, but they are there if you do need them. Otherwise, it can be quite a hardship if you are cut off from all the normal avenues of communication and you do not have good water and you cannot filter your water and you have no food. So it is for this reason that many organizations are now advising that people maintain some stock. In meditation, many visions can occur. And the source of these experiences can vary greatly. When the mind goes deeper, there is more access to the collective mind of living beings. More ability to send one's mind into the minds of others, into the minds of trees and animals and other people and situations. The mind can be sent here and there. And occasionally, the images from here and there will also arise in the mind, coming out of the collective mental flow of living beings. They may appear in the mind. Then there are the situations directed by those beings in higher realms who will appear intentionally or because you have focused on them, they will come in the sadhana. Gurus, deities, will often be seen in this way, in meditation and out of meditation. So the visions of the Mother Mary come to those whose minds are receptive and who have a devotion to her. And likewise, the visions of different gurus and different deities come. The presence is called to you. But also, when the mind begins to go deep, the collective mental flow is accessed. And at times, different images may come. They may have existed, they may exist now, or they may exist in the future. They move across the screen of the mind. Random thought forms, existences that have been, are, or will be. It means that mind is becoming subtle at those points and accessing the images of what is in the world, what has been, or what will be, that exist in the subtle mental flow, reflections of the physical world. There are many experiences that occur during meditation, psychic phenomena, communion with the collective psychic of the world, experiences of different situations in time and space, perhaps things to come, things that have been or are now, sometimes messages of great meaning and purpose, guidance, teachings. All of these are available in the subtle planes of existence, as is the signature of the various enlightened beings who have walked this earth, or will walk this earth. In the cosmic flow of creation, all abides in the subtle psychic sphere. And the reflections of the physical world abide thus also. So when mind grows in a magnitude just a little, these informations begin to be available. At first, it may be confusing because it is out of any context, and also can represent the deep movings of the subconscious mind. When these visions occur, keep the mind focused on Parama Purusha. All of these visions and psychic phenomena are part of what occurs when mind grows in magnitude. It is of no consequence. What is of consequence is the all-pervading love of the infinite, of the one unitary whole. So bring your mind back to focus on the beloved of your heart, on the one that is in all that is. Do not be distracted by psychic phenomena. And from this same vast collective psyche comes the gods and goddesses that have so many different names in different cultures, different attributes given by people. But you ask, what are these gods and goddesses? Are they archetypes? Are they figments of the imaginations of people as their minds connect to the collective mind? Do they represent the desire of people to have some sort of guiding force or saint or God to worship, to appease, to control the forces of nature. Such visions of these empowered beings have dominated the human experience throughout history. For when people feel within, they become aware of divine presence. The same as is happening in your meditation, visions come. Divine beings present themselves to living beings. And according to the culture of the person, their language they speak, the images they hold in their mind, these divine presences may take differing forms, and they will be given different names. The forms and the names are adaptations to the culture and mental framework of the individuals in that culture who perceive on the subtle realm. But that which is perceived has substance. It is not a substance from this physical plane, but a substance of communication in a subtle realm with a higher dimension of living beings. Beings of great potency and capacity. They may have physical forms. They may even incarnate in physical persons on this earth at rare times. But these gods and goddesses are beings of another dimension. You can call them archetypes because they are universal, because they span time, they are immortal. But is the God of Thunder truly the personalization of the experience of a thunderstorm? Perhaps. But is there a being who is like a thunderstorm, such great power and force that the mind of a human being identifies it with a thunderstorm, but that being has great capacity, great power, seen in different ways, interpreted in different ways, in different cultures, but nonetheless there, accessed through the realms, guiding forces of the earth, guiding forces of humanity. It can be said there are beings who are not physical in this realm, who have great influence over this realm, and who embody the hopes and dreams of living beings and guide living beings in their path. So some people have called them archetypes. It is not incorrect. Only it should not be assumed that they are mere inventions of the human psyche, that they do not have their own independent existence as the experience of people has found to be true. Should you encounter one of these non-corporeal beings of a higher realm, they are themselves interested in the earth realm. They feel invested in this realm and guide living beings from a wider perspective. Thus they are holy. They are worshipped often by living beings. Their knowledge is far advanced, their capacities and abilities far advanced. They are guides of this earth plane. Their embodiment can be of the sea, of the stars, of the lightning, of the natural forces. But they are more than natural forces. They are the guides of this earth, the protectors and defenders of this plane. All right?